Hey, are we doing a radio show?
Yeah, we're doing a radio show. It's time to bust a move, you know.
I was busting a move to the vending machine. I forgot to get lunch for the show.
And you're so professional.
Well, there's a big shock, huh? Hey, it is the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Chad Pyle, the data doctor's here to talk computers, technology, so on and so forth. We'll touch on mobile technologies throughout the show, but obviously call in, email us with any and all questions you may have about any kind of technology, be it your computer, your printer, your cell phone, digital camera, scanner, printer, inkjet recharge, refill, you know, what do I do? Should I not?
Whatever kind of technology you might have named after a fruit.
Wow.
Like blackberries, blueberries, strawberries. Why don't they have anything other than a blackberry? It seems like that when they got the new upgrade out, they'd call it like a boysenberry or loganberry, something really obscure.
I didn't know. So before we get on to our stuff, Fred's in there already chiming in on our theme here. Fred.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You've got a, you want to ask, are you going to ask a question about a blackberry or?
Yeah, what I was going to do is I want to purchase a blackberry with Nextel, which has a direct connect also.
Uh-huh.
And basically, I'm using actually a Sony Clea right now for my scheduling, for my appointments and things like that.
So you're a two-unit mobile technology guy. You got a cell phone and you got a Clea.
Actually, three of them.
Three? What's the third piece?
With the Direct Connect, too, you know, with the Nextel. You got the Nextel Direct Connect, the cell phone, and then you got the PDA, you know, which is wrapped around the waist.
You got a geek belt on, huh?
Pretty much, yes. So I wanted to, you know, I wanted to purchase a BlackBerry, but I wanted to see, I have about almost 4 to 5 years of information in my Clea, which is a Palm Pilot, and it's got, I wanted to see if I, all that can be transferred to the BlackBerry, and I can basically pull up any information I need from a few years back or not.
Are you syncing your Clea with Microsoft Outlook by any chance?
No, I'm not. Actually, it has its own hot sync on the computer that I'm using. But it's not Outlook Express.
Well, not Outlook Express. Really, Outlook, I've found that Microsoft's Outlook, that's the big corporate version, the one that comes with like Microsoft Office, not the free one.
Okay.
See, that's got an address book, and it's got a calendar and to-do list and all those things in it.
Exactly. That's what I have on mine.
That seems to be, but that actual product, the Outlook product, seems to be the universal link between a lot of this technology, so that if you switch from one to another, if you're using Outlook, you're in good shape. If you're using a proprietary system, you likely can export and import the data from various parts of the program, but the likelihood of everything coming over exactly the way it is now into your new technology, probably not real high.
Okay.
There's probably some detail you're going to lose. Okay. Most all of them will allow you to like export your address book.
Okay.
So then you can import it into the next program.
My most important thing is my date book, because, you know, I have all the, you know, we do different jobs every day, and I have addresses, phone numbers of, you know, my clients basically throughout the day.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the kind of detail that typically gets lost in these transactions.
Okay.
But the thing is, you can leave now. I don't know how important it is that the new one have all the old stuff, or if you can just run that old program as your kind of your archive.
Okay.
A lot of times when people like businesses have to change from one program to another, they're often forced to run the other program for like a year until they can get the new program to pretty much have a lot of historical data in it.
Yeah.
So you'll have to kind of review all those things. Now, are you looking at the BlackBerry phone, the one that does everything?
Yes, that's what I'm looking at.
Okay, so you might want to take a look around specifically for the products that you're looking at and the software that comes with it. See if there's any websites that talk about, you know, migrating from a Clea to a BlackBerry, to see if there's some tools out there, or somebody went through this frustration, and you know that's what's beautiful about the internet. Somebody in Upper Volta went through this and created a website that says, "I don't want anybody else to go through this, so here's how you do it."
Where's Upper Volta?
Actually, it's changed now. Upper Volta is now called. And I'm going to look that up for you. It's another country name.
I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm sure inquiring minds want to know. So yeah, look into all those things, but I can tell you, I refused to carry a Palm Pilot and a cell. I was a one personal technology guy. I just held out. I said, I'm not going to carry multiple items. I mean, the worst it ever got was a pager and a cell phone back in the day. And that was bad enough. So I said, I refuse to. And I'll tell you, there's so much great technology out there right now. The top two devices from a corporate standpoint, if you're a business kind of road warrior guy, the Trio 650 from Palm.
Okay.
And the new BlackBerry phone seem to be kind of the cream of the crop when it comes to the ultimate in flexibility with existing programs. Like I said, most of them stick to working directly with Microsoft's Outlook, the full version.
Okay.
Because that's kind of the corporate standard there. So, you know, that may be the key for your transmission, but you're likely going to be able to get a lot of that stuff out, you know, if you export and import. Okay. So you can kind of play around with that.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, Fred. Fred?
Yes, sir.
Whatever you decide to do, and after you go through the nightmare that I know that you're going to have to go through to get this to happen,
okay,
call us back and share that experience. Again, your experience is going to help somebody else avoid maybe some of the pitfalls you're going to run into.
Sure thing. I definitely will.
All right, Fred.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that's the point of this show, right? Sharing these experiences.
Well, and now I'm being jealous about the technology you wear on your hip. I just have a dumb old cell phone.
Well, it has to do with...
It barely even does color.
I think it has to do with level of importance, though. See, as you go on in life. You know all that stuff about calling me an old man?
Yeah. Well, go ahead. Tell me the story.
There's the difference. You're the one that's having this problem here. I got mines. And if you got yours and want to share about yours with others...
You get your phone on.
We do have a couple phone lines open, don't we?
We do. 602-277-5827. As always... 277-KTAR.
I think the young kids call it or exclaim, or they try to induce a phone call by saying, holla. No?
Holla?
You know, like holler, but
yeah,
it's the street version.
We should ask your son. He'll probably know.
No, they know.
Get your phone on.
Yeah.
No? You
holla.
Think it's that?
Whatever.
Give us a shout out.
Hey, Thunder Dan Marley says it on, the Sun's broadcast.
Okay.
And he's younger than I am.
Is he?
Yeah. Huh. Not by much, but...
Should we go to Daryl or Darrell? Or let's find out who this person is. It starts with the letter D, who has an iPad. Daryl, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hey, this is Daryl. First recommendation is to always tune in to your show, the Computer Corner. You got to tune in.
Wow.
But my other recommendation is I own an iPad, a Pocket PC, have for about 3 or 4 years, and the biggest help that I've ever found in my life is Pocket PC Magazine. That thing is just awesome for telling you what, especially if you're looking to buy. They have reviews and everything going on in there.
Okay, what's the name of that magazine again? Pocket PC Magazine?
Yep, Pocket PC Magazine.
And it's an actual magazine you get at the newsstand, not an online thing?
That's correct. And they also have an online version. And they come out, I guess, bi-monthly, every other month, whatever that is. But it is an awesome magazine. It gives you all the ins and outs of anything Pocket PC.
I think
some of the other stuff.
Every other month would be third quarterly.
Okay, yeah. You what? Make up the math. I don't have the math.
So about bi-fortnightly?
Something. You know, that would be every night, wouldn't it?
Oh, I don't
exactly.
know.
So, Daryl, so...
They have gobs of information about the Pocket PC programs and new things coming out, new technologies, so, Bluetooth, you name it, they tell you about it.
And you don't work for the magazine, do you?
I do not.
Well, now, you've had an iPad for 3 years?
Yeah, I've had an iPad for about 3 years.
So we get to put the handle of early adopter on you.
Yeah, and you know how that is. My technology keeps getting away from me.
So what do you use it for? Do you give people an idea why somebody, first of all, explain what this thing is for those that don't have any idea what an iPad is.
Oh, geez, it's a pocket-sized computer. It does a lot of computer-related stuff. The reason I purchased it originally was to put a GPS unit on it.
Ah.
I use it as a GPS. I fly small aircraft.
Got it.
And it makes a great in-cockpit GPS unit with a display on it. It is fabulous.
And so it's just a little handheld, the standard PDA kind of thing that's out there. It's made by Compaq, right?
That's correct.
And for those keeping score, it runs a Microsoft operating system called Pocket PC versus the Palm operating system just called Palm.
Right.
Yeah, and that's really, that we should probably back up for a second. The first thing you have to decide when you're buying one of these new gadgets, whether it's a cell phone, a handheld PDA, the others, there's two kind of camps out there for the software platform, kind of like Mac versus Windows, there's Pocket PC versus the Palm OS.
Right.
The Palm OS has been around longer and has more like software that you can download and freebies and all that. The Pocket PC is just a miniature version of Windows, so it's got a lot more flexibility for those that use a lot of Microsoft Word, Excel.
If you primarily use Windows and Office-based products and you want to have the most compatibility, then you'd want a Pocket PC device like what Daryl has. But if you just want to have lots of goodies and maybe have lots of freebies out there, the Palm device might be a better way to go.
Yeah, if you're more of a cell phone, just basic contacts, calendar, that kind of thing, then the Palm or the Pocket PC will probably do fine. Let me ask you, Daryl, since you've been at this for a while, what do you see out there that's on the market that's got your interest that you'd like to maybe, that'd be your next purchase?
I wish I'd held out like you were talking about. I wish I'd held out for a phone/ Pocket PC. They're out there, and they've been out there for quite a while, but I invested in mine long before I had the opportunity to get the phone versions, but the phone versions are just fabulous. I don't have the connectivity that I would like, and connecting is very complicated with almost any of those devices unless it's integrated.
Yeah, exactly.
People out there, integrate. That's what I have to say.
I think that was the thing that really kind of won me over is this Trio. Before this, I had a Kyocera Pocket. It was a Palm phone combination. But right. getting my email or surfing the internet was just horrendous.
And it was huge.
Huge! Yeah, I got a hernia once.
It was like you were wearing a garage door opener on your hip. It looked really cool.
No, it was bigger than that even.
Yeah.
So this new Trio, I can get my email real time. So the 300 or 400 emails I get every day, I can actually deal with them 4 or 5 emails at a time. Doesn't matter where I'm at. So I'm not tied to my desk anymore. And if there's any links in the email that I want to look at, I just click a button and it pops over to the browser, opens it up, and it's just like on my PC at home. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Can I add just one more thing?
Sure.
One of the biggest things that I saw coming along was when they first came out with the phone versions with Pocket PC or Palm, they were still really dinky screens.
Yes.
And you have to really decide between how dinky you want to be, because, like, for me, I wanted GPS. So I wanted a screen big enough to see what was going on from a little bit of distance. But you got to really decide how little or how big you want to get. Obviously, I don't want to go Palm top where you got that big 6-inch wide screen.
Right.
But I didn't want to get so small on the phone. So, you know, but really, there's a ton of stuff out there, and they make everything now.
And
so.
It's just like any other.
PC Magazine has all those things listed in categories and have it listed well.
And Daryl, we appreciate that information. That's great information, and that's a great thing for everybody out there to think about. What am I actually going to use this for? Get past the fantasy of owning the device and get into really what am I going to use this for, and that'll really help you make some good decisions. Daryl, thank you so much.
Well, thank you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, and one more thing. Would you guys please put a store out on the west side, out near Goodyear?
Actually, we're working on it, but we have one at 99th and McDowell now.
Oh, I'm right there. I'll go over there.
There you go.
You guys going to be there?
Well, we're not physically there right now, but we're there from time to time.
Well, when I go in, I'm going to talk to you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? You call us or email us and tell us when you want us to be there, and we'll drop everything.
Or here's another idea. Go there.
Whatever.
Go there on a Saturday between 12:20 and 2.
Oh.
And you can talk to us. We might not talk back exactly to you, but
no. We'll
be there in spirit.
Daryl, thanks a lot, buddy.
Right on. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That frees up a line, 602-277-5827. We're going to take a caffeine break. When we come back, maybe it's time for our Geek Speak of the Week. What do you think?
And some mad energy.
It's the Computer Corner. Ken and Brandon back right after this.